Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Seth Dufstad, who's Senior VP of Proxy Insight, a new service. I thought I'd circle back with Seth and find out what's going on. What is Proxy Insight?
Thanks, Brock. So Proxy Insight is a tool designed to help corporations and their advisors predict and understand how their shareholders vote their proxies. There's been a real shift in the importance of corporate governance teams at the big institutional investors, and it's increasingly important for investor relations teams to know what their shareholders are looking for and whether they have their own policies or delegate their voting to a proxy advisor like ISS, Glass Lewis, or Egan Jones. So we created a database that showcases the proxy voting guidelines of each investor on issues such as board composition, compensation, bylaw changes. We've included individuals in the decision-making process, and most importantly, their past voting history. We've got 22 million votes recorded on the database globally. It's a huge undertaking. It takes not just a look at mutual funds, but we are collecting public pension funds and about 500 of the top asset managers. A lot of what we're offering is unique. For instance, there are several services that collect details for portfolio managers, but I'm not aware of any that collect them for corporate governance teams. The feedback we've gotten on this has been great, and it's really important to our clients to reach out to these people.
So how does Proxy Insight differ from a proxy advisor like ISS?
There's really two types of advisors, you know, the proxy advisors, voting advisors like ISS, which can review your governance structure against its own guidelines, and you have a proxy solicitors who makes it their business to know how shareholders are likely to vote and can be helpful in unusual situations. We're actually neither of those. We're a pure data firm. So we can be helpful and cost-effective way for corporate counsels to plan for shareholder meetings. For example, a pharmaceutical company may wish to see how their top 20 shareholders voted on their say-on-pay proposal last year, and maybe also look at other pharmaceutical companies over the last 12 months and how their votes went. I think it's also worth noting that this sort of information can be very useful to a proxy solicitor, for instance, in identifying key players in a difficult vote.
And what about the differences between what you're doing and a governance ratings firm like GMI?
Right. So we're not giving ratings or opinions. We're focused on helping the company identify how its shareholders will vote, not how they should vote. So many investors use ISS or Glass Lewis for guidance, but their actual policies can be more rigorous than those of the advisor. Plus, we're focusing on providing our services to corporate counsel and investor relations teams. We don't have a conflict of interest on what we put in the product.
Any surprises since you launched? It hasn't been that long, right?
No, a couple months, but lots of surprises. We're happy to see a diverse group of people interested in our product. In terms of the data, we were surprised to see some billion-dollar asset managers routinely vote against management, more than half of the time, in fact, several of those. We were also surprised to see how exaggerated the influence of proxy advisors has been. There's many small asset managers that delegate their voting authority to one of these firms, but the large managers have their own teams and policies that they follow, and they're really just using ISS to kind of augment their internal research, which is not surprising given the number of votes they do.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Seth. I'll check in with you in 6 months or so and see how things are going.
Terrific. Thank you, Brock. Appreciate it.